Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, What's Written on Your Office Window, was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on the 1st of June 2018. Whenever our trainers go out to conduct training within your offices, they are subconsciously auditing your business. They cannot help but to take note of the items that your office would pass if New South Wales Fair Trading were to walk in your door at any given moment, and what items may cause you to be in breach of the Property, Stock and Business Agents Act and regulations. Do you have certificates and licences available for inspection? Have you and your staff completed your continuing professional development? Do you have the records to evidence your CPD training? One of the immediate compliance breaches or successes they notice immediately is the information that is displayed at your front entrance. Have you listed the name of the business, the type of agency run, all license holders within the business? Do you have to list all this information? Section 29 of the Property, Stock and Business Agents Act 2002 requires certain information to be displayed at the front entrance of the office, and it can be a little confusing establishing what you are required to do to comply. Section 29, Display of Name at Registered Office. 1. A licensee must display legibly and conspicuously outside the licensee's registered office and any other place at which the licensee's business as a licensee is carried on, A. the licensee's name and description as a licensee, and B. a description of the kind of license or licenses held by the licensee. 2. In addition, a licensee that is a corporation must display legibly and conspicuously, A. outside the corporation's registered office, the name of the person in charge of the corporation's registered office, and B. outside any other place at which the business of the corporation is carried on, the name of the person in charge of that place. 3. A person must not display or exhibit outside or near the person's office, house or place of business any sign or other matter that indicates or implies that the office, house or place of business is that of a person licensed as a kind of agent under the Act, unless the person is licensed as an agent of that kind. Maximum penalty, 50 penalty units. The question that regularly gets raised is, as a licensee in charge, am I required to list all license holders within the office as per Section 29 or just myself? Our answer is yes. You are required to list all license holders. The reason we say yes is very simple. The Act defines a licensee as the holder of a license under this Act, not as the person in charge of an office. As such, when reading the wording of Section 29, it states that a licensee must display their name outside their place of business, not that a licensee in charge is the only agent to be listed on the door. As such, every person that holds a license should be displayed at their registered office.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.